Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Bit of it now. It's all right anyhow. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Let Your Light Shine Radio, Internet Radio, that is, worldwide broadcast with your host, Bishop Emmanuel M. Taylor, Jr. We are teaching the divine teachings of the living word of God and learning how to apply these spiritual principles into our daily lives. So we teach about spirituality, divinity, holiness, wholeness. We learn about the kingdom of God and his will that he has for all of his children to live by. We know that God is love. Yes, he is. And because of his love, he gives us the liberty and the freedom to be able to serve him according to our own understanding. For everyone does not have the same understanding who God is in their lives. I've learned that the more experience that you have on this spiritual path that we travel, then the more that you learn who God is according to your experience that you have gone through. Then you will gain the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, about the Creator. Wonderful to be able to understand how God thinks. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you to get to that point on your spirituality, that is when you're just about ready to leave here and go to heaven. Amen. But while we are here on this earthly plane, hallelujah, we have a lot to learn before the kingdom of heaven comes down and makes its station here on earth. For the former things will pass away. And if God said, behold, I make everything new. And that's exactly what he is doing. He's creating. He's making everything new. You know, I like to watch History Channel. I like to watch the scientific channels when it speaks about the universe and how the universe is formed, and it shows and teaches about the stars and the planets within our galaxy. Even now we have telescopes and capabilities of reaching other galaxies and how stars are born. Amen. And at this vast distance and knowledge that man has come to terms with, he still does not know everything. He still has not come to the conclusion, hallelujah, how God thinks, able to see the whole entire universe. Why? Because the universe is unlimited. There's no limit to the universe. It is vast. Hallelujah. And it had to be a divine creative mind to be able to establish the eons and eons and galaxies and galaxies and stars and moons and all of the planets that is in this universe. It didn't just come out of what they call the Big Bang Theory. It had to be a supreme being who the God of Israel, hallelujah, he is the one that stood and read at the and looked upon the face of the deep when it was dark, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. God was the one who done that. And then he began to make the stars to rule the night, the sun to rule the day. Amen. It was our Holy One that established that. And so how awesome God is. Like, there is a song, one of my favorite songs that I love, is it speaks about how great God is, how great God is. You know, I stand and and look and watch and see the awesome wonders that God has established with his hand and all the glory and majesty, hallelujah, that is enveloped within the creation itself. When I look up at the stars and see the beauty of the stars and how the moon changes its phases, amen, throughout the 28 days of the calendar, how the moon goes through the phases of the full moon and the half moon, first quarter and last quarter, and how it fills and it empties itself. That it took a God, it took a supreme mind, the great supreme architect of creation itself, to be able to form and establish it and it's in divine order. Everything is set in its own order. Just take a look at the earth itself. The earth is 93 million miles from the sun. The earth is the third planet from the sun. You have Mercury, Mars, and then after Earth is Venus, but the earth is the third planet closest to the sun. If it would have been the second planet, it would be too hot. If it would be the fourth planet, it would be too cold, that man would not be able to survive under its extreme temperatures, whether it's too hot or too cold. That is supreme order. See, that's order. God established order. He is the architect. He is the creator. He held the paintbrush of creation in his hand, and he was the one that said, let there be, and it is. So how awesome it is to serve a God that we say that there isn't a God. When we look at nature and the four seasons, hallelujah, we look at the four seasons and we have, hallelujah, spring, and how the flowers begin to bud in the spring, and then the summer, how the blossoms come out, and we see in the fall when the fruits begin to drop from the trees so that we can have fruit to eat, and then the winter comes and everything goes dormant and falls asleep. Hallelujah. But the four seasons within itself is proof to let us know that there is a God. Hallelujah. That he is the divine mind. He is the creator and architect of all that exists. Look at man himself, and that the blood that flows through our veins, that you know that the heartbeat is in rhythm. It has a rhythmic pulsation enough to that the blood can pump, amen, from the arteries and it goes back into the heart through the veins. God did all of this. Hallelujah. So I know just by observation that there is a God, and not that I'm guessing that there is, but I know that there is a God, and his name, hallelujah, is I Am. His name, hallelujah, is Elohim. His name is Jesus. His name is El Shaddai. His name is Jehovah Shirah. Amen. He is the living God. Hallelujah. Not made by the hands of man, made of stones or wood, for idols that people bow down and worship, and the mouth that they on the wood and the stones can't talk, the eyes that they paint or sculpture within the wood or the stones cannot see, and the ears cannot hear. But we have a God that speaks. We have a God that sees everything, and we cannot hide from his all-seeing eyes. We have a God, hallelujah, that hears everything. So there's nothing that is said that our Lord God Almighty, amen, is not aware of. Yes, yes, there is a God. So I'm just at all, amen. I feel the presence of my Lord with me right now as I speak. Hallelujah. And that is why I'm speaking as I am, because his presence is so powerful. Hallelujah. With me that I just cannot help myself to acknowledge and to praise him for all that he has done for me and all that he is doing and all that he will do. I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That he is healing my body. And few of you didn't know that all these past Wednesdays that I've been coming on the air, hallelujah, I have not been 100% in health to myself. I've been suffering with a condition, but I'm throwing it off. I'm getting better. Hallelujah. It didn't happen overnight because the Lord would allow for it to happen overnight. There was a purpose in all of this. Hallelujah. And when I come through this, when I pass through this, when I'm completely healed, hallelujah, then what a story that I'll be able to tell. Hallelujah. I will be stronger as a result of it. Amen. Being able, hallelujah, to touch the sick, and the sick will get well from all manners of diseases. So I know why I'm going through this condition. The Lord is preparing me for greater works. Amen. You just don't know before you can enjoy the sweetness of victory. You first have to drink from the bitter cup. Hallelujah. You have to drink from that bitter cup in order to enjoy the sweetness of your victory. Amen. Amen. Well, let me open up here so we can go into our trivia for this evening. Amen. To see, have you found the answer to it? Amen. And first, we're going to say hello to our own Mother Data. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mrs. Taylor, and First Lady Rita, and all the saints
yes.
on the line. How is everyone? And a special hello to Millie Moore and Sunshine.
Amen. Yes.
I found it in Exodus 18.
Mm-hmm.
His father's name was Jethro. And
that's correct.
He, huh?
Yes, you're correct. Go ahead.
And he gave him some advice. He told him to set up the judges over the people so that he could get some rest.
That's right. That's right. That was great advice, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Mother David. You are truly a treasure.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God you're
you.
Welcome. God bless you. Amen. And we want to say good evening also to Evangelist Millie Moore. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. And God bless you and your beautiful wife, Missionary Taylor. And
God bless you.
All the saints on the line. And God bless
yeah.
Mother Davis, and I just want to say that I found the answer in the same place, Exodus 18, starting at verse 19, and how he gave Moses some good advice, and how
yes.
he gave some rest.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Amen.
And
yes,
it was well needed. And I just want to ask for a special prayer for my daughter's spirit.
Okay.
You know, sometimes our spirit can, you think you have a good spirit, and then sometimes your spirit just isn't the spirit that it should be, you know, as far as people are concerned, you know. And if you got a Christ-like heart, it shouldn't matter who the person is, what type of person they are. You got to show forgiveness in your heart for that person. You know, you can't continue to walk around holding grudges, you know, because that's a sin. And anger is a sin. Hate is a sin. But when you got that negative spirit, a spirit of, I don't know what kind of spirit my daughter has, but I'm just asking for prayer for my daughter's spirit today.
I sure
that,
will.
You know, because I am who I am. You can't change me, you know. I know who I am, and I know I am a child of God. So if you're trying
yes,
to
you
change
are.
Me, God gave me a heart. He gave me the heart to love no matter what. He gave me that heart to love. Whatever weapons come against me, whoever come against me, that heart to still love anyway, because he said in his word, despite whatever happened, what's going on, he said to love your enemy, you know.
Yes.
And what's that other one? I can't think of the word, but you know what I'm saying. Those that
yes.
miss,
that
you know
despitefully mistreat you. Yeah.
Right. Love them anyway. You know.
Yes, that's right.
That's me, Bishop, and I know God gave me that heart. You know.
Yes.
But for my daughter's spirit to tell me how, what I should do and what I shouldn't do with my life, it's me. You know, that's me.
Yes.
I know what God gave me, and I'm not going to let nobody and no one take that away from me, you know, because this is my heart, you know. And
yes.
Just pray for her spirit.
I will. Okay. And it's all in divine order.
Okay.
And I certainly will.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you too.
Okay. All right. And we also have Missionary Tuzero. God bless you this evening.
Hi, Bishop.
Hello.
And Sister Rita, Sunshine,
yeah.
Millie Moore. I like
yes.
to say, so, and all the saints that's on the line. First of all,
amen.
I like to say that we should all get together as prayer warriors and pray for our pastor, for his health, his sickness, things that he go through. We need to start being in prayer more often for him. Because when we need him, he's there. He needs us now in prayer. And I found the tribute in Exodus 18.
Mm-hmm.
His father was Jethro. And what he had told him as for advice is to set up the judges over the people so Moses
yes.
can get them. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Praise God. Praise God. And Mother Washington, God bless you this evening.
Oh, praise the Lord, Bishop, and Mother Taylor.
Praise the Lord.
All the saints.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. His
Hallelujah.
Name shall be praised. His name shall be praised. The name of the Lord is in the mighty tower, and his name shall be praised. Bless everybody on the line. And do
Amen.
What I to do. I really appreciate it. Couldn't wait till 9 o'clock got here.
Hallelujah.
Out of control. Everybody have a good evening. Peace to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, and peace be to you as well. Amen. And as the Jews say, shalom. Shalom. Hallelujah. And is this Sister Carol? Carolyn? Good evening to you. 4673. Okay, that's all right. We still want to bless everyone for tuning in. Amen. This evening. Amen. Now, yes, everyone got the tribute correct. Amen. Moses. Amen. Every day Moses would, from the morning all the way to, I would say, from the lifting of the sun in the morning to the setting of the sun in the evening, Moses would sit up and sit in a chair, and people would come to him with their problems all day long. And so his father-in-law, Jethro, amen, saw it and he was concerned. Excuse me. He was concerned about Moses. And so he went to Moses and he said, wait a minute, son-in-law. He said, now, these people are going to wear you out. If you continue to do this, amen, you're not going to be strong enough to continue the work that God wants you to do. So he said, you set up judges, amen, and let them handle the light work. And then if it's something that they can't work out, then let them bring that to you. But you set up those judges from each tribe, because there was 12 tribes. And you're talking about over 600,000 people that was coming to Moses. Can you imagine the burden that he had on himself from morning to evening, and people would come? And you know, when you're dealing with people, let me tell you, I'm talking about church folks now. All right. I know y'all laughed about this, but church folks can be something else. And I'm going to tell you, because you dealing a pastor or a leader is working with more than one personality, and that is the truth. And so that leader has the burden on them to be diplomatic, thing that goes on. They have to be able to mediate and use wisdom to be able to advise and to set the people in the right direction. Can you imagine one person come and they bring their problems or whatever that's going on against somebody else, and then the other person brings a problem against that same person. Now you got two different sides to the story, right? And all day long, stuff like that be going on. So Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, was his name once again, was wise enough to help Moses, amen, to divide the work up among his other people, his other leaders. He made leaders and divided it up. Now, I say that because it's important that a leader is to recognize that we cannot do it all. We cannot, shouldn't even be expected to do everything. That is why it is important and to have the vision to see the gifts of your membership, so that you can train those members in order to do the, you know, to separate the tasks. Like, that's why, you know, we have missionaries, amen. That's why we have deacons, amen, and et cetera, to be able to dispense, hallelujah, the work of the church out, so that the pastor have to do it all. That's why you have a choir director, amen. Even though the pastor might be, now myself, I'm an accomplished musician, but I can't be the musician and all of that at the same time, amen. It would make it very difficult to do that, to try to conduct the choir and all that as well. So who do you appoint? You appoint a choir director, amen, to handle that for you. But, you know, when you try to do it all, you feel that you have to, and you feel like no one else wants to. Well, that's not the truth. If we just give our people a chance, amen, to use their gifts, hallelujah, then it would be a lighter load on the pastor. The pastor shouldn't be there, have to be there all day and 7 days a week and visit everybody in the hospital. Can't do it, you know, you cannot do it. So what you do, you appoint people from among your congregation to do that work, to help you along. Because what they're doing, they're representing the pastor, right? And they represent the church, and they're representing Jesus. So that is my, understanding of how a ministry or a church should be conducted. So that the pastor won't be burnt out, amen. Because the pastor got a life too. The pastor got family. Pastor have children. Can you imagine, amen? Your children are sick and they got colds. You know how children are. You know, your wife, she's kind of times, amen, but you got to, because you love her, you got to give her your time too, amen. You got to help her out as well. So these things have to be understood, that a spiritual leader have to have wisdom enough. It takes wisdom to recognize I can't do it all. So what should I do? I will train. I will train and set up ministries within the ministry so that it can grow. And it will grow that way. The ministry will definitely grow. I guarantee you that. I've done it before, years ago, and it shall be done again. So that's why I appoint, off training a deacon now. And God bless him. His name is Derek, and I've already told him I'm preparing him to become a deacon. And he's already fulfilling the duties of a deacon. He bought some nice, beautiful chairs last Sunday, amen, to the church, and they are beautiful. See, those are... I didn't have to do that. And at first I was calling, making phone calls, trying to see who had some chairs. And I mentioned it to him. The next thing I know, he called me and said he found some chairs. See, so that saved me from trying to run around and drive around and trying to find some chairs for the church. I thank God for that. And then my missionaries are going to go out and train them to be able to do missionary work, the load off the pastor once again. It's a blessing to have willing members that are willing to help me. I am the most blessed of all because I have people, amen, who loves me, who are concerned about me, about my health, amen. Sister Tazera, Missionary Tazera, and Mother Davis, they called and checked on me for the past couple of days and see how I was doing. Amen. And that is truly a blessing. Matter of fact, my daughter, one of my daughters, came to see me this evening before we did the broadcast. Amen. Yes, she did. She brought the grandchildren over, her fiance, amen, and the fiance's daughter. So, amen, I truly enjoyed that. It makes me feel special, amen, to know that you have those who love and care about you. And so continue to pray for me, amen, that I may grow stronger. But I know that this is just a journey that I must go through, amen. As I said, the Lord is preparing me for a greater work. The enemy, I'm not even going to put it on the enemy because the enemy can't do nothing against me unless God allows for him to do it. And if God allows for him to do it, God has a greater purpose in that. Just like, hey, man, you remember that story about Job. So, yes, greater works God has in store. Our church in Pakistan, amen, as we meet with them on Skype every Friday morning at 9:30, amen, their congregation is growing. Praise God, the congregation is growing, so they're going to need more Bibles, amen. Hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? And they have to be in their own language. So instead of buying the Bibles, I just send the currency, the money that they need, and he knows exactly what Bibles to pick. That's Evangelist Majam, that is Pakistan Indian name, Majam. So I thank God for him. Look forward to seeing him on Skype Friday morning. Amen. As we begin to do the Bible studies, and I see the smiling faces of the congregation meeting secretly in his house. Amen. And they're just so happy to be there. Hallelujah. They say, hello, Pastor Taylor. And I can see them waving their hand at me, and I'm waving back. I tell you, that is the delight in my heart. and to have an international ministry. Can you just imagine? Hallelujah, just little old me. Hallelujah, that God has allowed just little old me to have the great blessings that I have, to be able to say Praises of Emmanuel Ministry is an international ministry. And when I mean international, it's not just in one city, but the ministry spread out abroad, and now it's across the sea. At 9:30 in the morning here, 6:30 in the evening there. And that's how that time zone is set up. Amen. So what a blessing it is, hallelujah, to know that we have an international ministry. Well, let me dig deeper into the book of Exodus for you here in our lesson. Amen. That for the time that we have left, about 20 more minutes. And I just want to kind of dig deeper in there for you before I give you the trivia for next week. So, yes, I was looking at Exodus and the scriptures, and I was looking at how, amen, at Mount Sinai, amen, how Moses went up into the mountain. Hallelujah. Yes, he went up into the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. But how powerful as Moses and God would meet face to face with talk. And I'm looking at the 19th chapter of Exodus. And, it says, in the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on the very day they came to the desert of Sinai. After that, they set out from Rapidim, and they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So God is instructing Moses, amen, exactly what to tell the Jewish children. So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Yeah, that is a beautiful story. I can just imagine just going up into the mountaintop and just talking with God Almighty. And he talking back to me. Oh, my goodness. Just to be within the presence of the Lord must be an awesome feeling. The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. See, it's important that the leader... Amen. That's how you know if your leader is spiritual and if your leader is with God, because God has a way of proving to the congregation that the person that he has chosen to be their leader is well qualified their leader. Amen. Now leaders are not born, leaders are made. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Leaders are not just born, but leaders are made. God made Moses the leader. God prepared Moses to be the leader that he was. Moses was raised, amen, in the house of Pharaoh in Egypt. But God was using that as a plan to prepare Moses for leadership, you see. Moses was a prince in Egypt. He was just like, well, you know, the king, and then you have the children. Well, Moses was an adopted child. Amen. Yes, an adopted child. And he lived in the king's palace, which is the Pharaoh's palace. And so God was preparing Moses for this great work that he had to do. But it wasn't God's intention for Moses to stay in Egypt so that he would become a Pharaoh himself. No, because Pharaoh was worshipped as a god, and the Egyptians worshipped false gods, idol gods. They worshipped the god of the Nile, the river Nile, the god of the field, the god of the trees, the god of everything you can think of. They said it was a god over it, and they worshipped everything. So they had hundreds and thousands of gods. But the one and only true living God is the God that Moses ended up serving. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. Because on the day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in sight of all the people. See, we have to be prepared. Consecration means spiritual preparation. When you fasten, you have a spiritual, amen, preparation, amen. So it is important, hallelujah, to be able, amen, to let God prepare us for that spiritual preparation. Amen? Amen. So we must cleanse ourselves. As they did then, it was customary that they washed their clothes. And so why? Because God wants us to be clean. Amen? Not just, you know, it's called ceremonial cleansing that God wants us to be. Well, in those days, that's how they did it. Now, how it's done is we must cleanse ourselves spiritually through prayer and fasting. That is how you prepare yourself to meet the Lord as he comes forth. Amen? Hallelujah. So that is the purpose of what they call a ceremonial cleansing. All right. Moses was a very powerful prophet and leader that God chose, amen, to lead the children of Israel out of bondage for 400 years. It reminds me of our people, of our African nation, our people. We were in bondage for here in America. We have the same similar bondage of slavery that we had to go through in this land and that we live in today. Our ancestors suffered, amen, was whipped and was lynched and humiliated physically and mentally and spiritually, amen, to be a downcast for the what we call the ruling race at that time, the slave masters. But it wasn't just the slave masters, it was actually the capitalism. That's how capitalism in America, that we were slaves in order to make America rich. Amen? So the insurance companies invested in slavery. There's a lot of history in that. And here we are that we suffer for all this time, but we had a Moses type that came to set us free, to deliver us. I'm not talking about Abraham Lincoln, because Abraham Lincoln had slaves himself. The Emancipation Proclamation was actually the only reason why Abraham did that. I'm sorry, yeah, the only reason why, not Abraham, I'm sorry, but President Lincoln did that, the nation, to save the country, because the North and the South was fighting against one another, and what it was doing was tearing up the economy. See, it was tearing up the economical structure of the whole. You could not have two currencies, Confederate money and Union money, a Confederate flag and a Union flag. That split the country up, and the country would not survive as we know it today. America would not survive. So that was why President Lincoln did what he did to free the slaves, not because he loved us, not because he cared about us. It was made master himself, all right? So I'm just kind of giving you some history of what our people had to go through, because we had a pharaoh that put a price on our heads, that used us and abused us. And so the Lord sent a deliverer to come and free us from that. He had, so there's more, what you call the spirit of Moses. There's more than one type of Moses. I would say that Martin Luther King was a Moses type, amen, in his day, that he came to lead the people up. There we have many leaders like that. Primary purpose was to bring and lift up the people from out of bondage, not just physical bondage, but spiritual bondage, amen, mental bondage, hallelujah. We are free. We have been set free, and because God loves us, God has put us into this promised land. And look where we are today to have an African American president. Amen. They tried to stop him, but they couldn't stop him. Hallelujah. So, what a blessing! Can you see the prophecy here? Can you see how awesome God is here? Can you see how he set hold? Rather, it might take hundreds of years to see, but it's still a plan, because God has his own set time that his will should and can be accomplished. See, we our time is different. God lives into eternity. So we thank the Lord, hallelujah, for looking down upon us as we was taken, amen, from our homeland, from our motherland, and entering to a land in which we knew not of, hallelujah, a strange land that we knew nothing of, and we were snatched from, like a baby snatched from the breath of its mother. We were snatched from the breath of our mother earth, Africa itself, and we could not feed upon it no longer, because we enter into a strange land with strange language, strange people, and we were held subjective to their will. But look at us now. But what saddens me is that we have a generation among us that do not appreciate what our ancestors had died and was whipped and beaten, dogs sticked on them, and water holes sprayed on them. They do not appreciate what our ancestors have gone through so that we can enjoy the sweetness of victory, to be able to go to the schools that you want to go to. And they don't want to go to school. They don't care about education, not knowing that because of that, that is why there was church bombing and house being bombed and so forth, because our people stood up for what is right, to vote, to have the freedom to eat at any restaurant that we choose to eat at and be served, to have the freedom, amen, to travel from one state to another and sleep at a luxurious hotel. It wasn't always like this. But we got a generation among us that is like it just spit upon the faces of Sojourner Truth, Nat Turner, spit upon the faces of people like that, amen, that fought for our freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember this, my people. Hold your head up. No matter what oppression that you go through, there's always a Moses that will come and lift you up, that will free us up. Always going to be a Moses that deliver us and take us to the promised land. So remember that. Do not be in despair, because God is everywhere. His ears is able to hear cries and the sadness and the tears. His eyes can see that from people who suffer for righteousness. Let us continue to seek righteousness, because then we are the ones that will, that will be able to obtain the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Let us continue to seek that righteousness, okay? All right. So we thank the Lord for this great message today. Now, the tribute is this. If you have time, you can write this down, but this is the tribute. I gave you a little hint earlier about it, but you probably didn't catch it, but this is the tribute. What is time, and why did God create time for man? What is time, and why did God create time for man? Amen. Time that we have our lessons. I'm going to take you deeper into our tributes so that you can have something to study and research. All of you have been doing a great, great job so far, and I do appreciate it. Once again, the trivia is, what is time, and why did God create time for man? Amen. Hallelujah. That is our tribute. Amen. Remember, our post office box is 855033. Amen. Post office box 85033. Zip code is 48185. Westland, Michigan. 48185 is zip code. Westland, Michigan. Send what you can so that we can continue this ministry. We want to be able to send some more Bibles over to our Pakistanian church members. 85033. That's the post office box. Post office box 85033, Westland, Michigan, 481. So all you got is a couple of dollars. Don't be ashamed. Remember, a dollar, two, and three can grow. Amen. If 50 people can send it, then I have 3 times 50. Amen. So you understand? So don't think that $2 and $3 don't matter. Yes, it does. It matters. Amen. It put a dent, and you know how they say, a dent in it, into what we're trying to do. Amen. For those of you who have been faithfully sending your tithe, I thank God for you. And I tell you, because of that, your blessings, amen, will continue to be right there where you can touch it. Hallelujah. It won't be far away from you. Your blessings, amen, shall be rewarded to you, because what you are doing is not in vain. And you don't give because of to receive a blessing. You give to be a blessing. See, that's the difference. That's the heart in giving. Give to be a blessing, not to receive a blessing. Hallelujah. So I thank you for blessing our ministry tithing and your offering. I'd like for more of you to follow through in this. Post office box 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. May the Lord richly bless each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. And remember, I will see you again. Amen. Yes, I will see you again. Amen. Lord willing. Amen. It shall be next Wednesday, same time. And remember, it is a wonderful thing to have the sweet victory of the Lord. We got the victory. God bless you. Jesus. Amen.